Dwight, thank you, and thank all of you that are here this morning to honor and glorify the great God of heaven. How thankful we are that we do live in a country that honors God. You know, the Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And all the wicked shall be turned into hellfire, and all the nations that forget our God. So we come today as God's people to bless, to honor Him, and to really celebrate that 250 years of sacrifice on the part of so many to preserve the great nation in which we live. Isn't it amazing to think that this nation has existed for 250 years? It has existed because the banner over us is Almighty God. And so we thank you today for any contribution that you may have made toward God and toward the betterment of our nation. And I think we can safely say, Happy Birthday, America. You know, the song we just sang, there is a royal banner. You know, the Bible says, the Apostle Peter said, that you are a chosen people. And he said that we bear the banner of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We talk about our great country, and it is a wonderful country. But the ultimate stars and stripes forever will not be our flag, but it will be that of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about His banner over us. And the fact that the great freedom that we have today is freedom that came from God. And God has blessed our nation. Even now, He is blessing our nation. With the war going on in Iran, we know that God is going to preserve this nation. We know that we will not succumb to the evil and the forces of evil in the world in which we live. A nation's banner represents its history and its values. You know, when you go back in ancient history, 250 years ago, that's ancient. But when you go back in ancient history, you will remember all of the great things that God has done. We have been through one war right after another, and yet God in His goodness has preserved us because the American people have always stood up for what is right. Oh, we know there's some people, some liberals out there that will not uphold that which is right, but we are committed to doing so. And I believe that the majority of our nation are people who will preserve the great heritage and the great history of our wonderful United States of America. So we can wrap ourselves in that great banner that God has given unto us. You know, we sing, God bless America. And isn't it wonderful that we can say that and know with assurance that God is going to bless the land that we love. And freedom is not free. Freedom came from God. And the Bible in the book of John 8 says, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Before in all the advancements, I guess you could say, in technology, men identified themselves by the flag that they stood beneath. And I'm thankful today that we don't stand behind the pride flag of homosexuals. I'm thankful today that we don't stand under a Confederate flag, but that we stand under the flag of the United States of America. And several years ago, Johnny Cash sang, I walked through the county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. And he said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole is leaning a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag hanging on it. He said, have a seat. So I sat down, and he asked me, is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a hole in it, in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat writing, "Oh, Say, Can You See?" And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Packingham and Jackson tugging at her seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. Then was Robert E. Lee and Beauregard and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War II, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II, and she hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, she was in Vietnam, and she went where she was sent by our Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, but we've almost quit waving her back here at home. In her own good land, she's been abused, she's been dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing kind of thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in, because she's been through the fire before, and I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, and we take her down every night. And we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up just right. On second thought, I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag. You know, when you think about our nation and where we have been and where we are, we have to give credit to the great God of heaven. A Christian is one who proudly stands under his banner also, and that is the banner of the cross. Freedom is such a wonderful, wonderful thing, isn't it? Freedom. Let freedom ring. But it didn't come without a price. Men fought in this country to establish the greatest nation in all the world. And Jesus Christ went to the cross that we might wear the banner of Christianity. And Paul would say of that great banner that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, Jesus said, and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh again in his glory, the glory of his Father with his holy angels. And because of that, you and I today can cast our cares on Christ. We can take our hurts, our wounds. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, to cast all of your care on him, for he cares for you. The red stripes on the American flag represent the blood that was spilled for our freedom. We say thank you, America. Thank you, God. And thank you for a nation that has been blessed so well. Jesus said of his own blood in Matthew 26, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sins. In Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of that blood, there would be no remission of sin. You know, our flag has flown where people have needed freedom from oppression. In Iran, in Afghanistan, in Korea, in Germany, and many, many other places. America has helped liberate the world, but Christ came into the world to liberate all men. and to set us free. For if the Son has set you free, you shall be free indeed. The American flag has suffered, but never did it die. The church has been persecuted through the years by the scoffers and those who ridicule Christianity. But Christianity, even though it suffered, she still stands the test of time.
Amen.
Christians have that banner. And Moses spoke about it even in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus 17 and verse 15, when he said, "The Lord is my banner, and the Lord is our banner today." I hope he is your banner. I hope you're a Christian today and that you're representing the greatest movement in all of the world. And you can say it out loud again. The Lord is my banner. He is my banner. We talk about the stars and the stripes of our nation, and we wear those proudly as well. But I'm reminded of another star. His name is Jesus, the bright and the morning star. And I'm reminded of the stripes that were laid upon his back, not because he was guilty, but because he was innocent. That, my friend, is the stars and the stripes. He was born under a star in Bethlehem, and it was called the morning star, his heavenly nature. That is the way that he lived his life. He died being tortured with 39 cruel stripes. That was what he suffered to win our freedom. And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I hear people say today, "We don't live under a king." I'm telling you, folks, I live under the King of Kings, who is Christ my Lord. And I hope you do as well. And by his stripes, you and I are healed. Jesus himself is our banner. For I read in 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, that who humbled himself before our sins in his own body on the tree, and by whose stripes you and I are healed. But there's a second thing I want you to know this morning, and that is that the banner of freedom is defended by its people. You know, when you think about the banner of the United States of America, the great American flag, and Betsy Ross, I had the opportunity a number of years ago to go to the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and to see that flag. I couldn't help but shed a tear when I think of where all our nation has been and how God has blessed us. Perhaps our nation stands on the brink of war today again. But we will not resist. We know that God will be with us, and the banner of freedom is defended by its people. And the same is true of Christianity. Paul said of himself, he said, "I am set for the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ my Lord." Set for the defense of the gospel of Christ. And I hope today that you are as well. The banner of our Lord, beaten, wounded, and died carrying his own cross. But I'm thankful that the story doesn't end there. It doesn't. The story doesn't end with the crucifixion of our Savior. It is only the beginning. Because Jesus on the third day was able to rise from the dead, he He said, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. But he not only lives, we live. Paul would write to Timothy later and tell him that he is living to make intercession for us. He is making intercession for you. That's the reason I said the work of Jesus is not over. He's in heaven right now, interceding for you. He's interceding for me. And he is bringing our requests before the great God of heaven. That's why we ask in Jesus' name. We don't ask in the name of some departed saint, but we pray in the name of Christ our Lord, who is our Savior and our God. For it is in him that prisoners are set free. And Jesus did rise from the dead one Sunday morning. And aren't we thankful?
Amen.
He said, you can destroy this temple, but I will raise it again in 3 days. And that he did to the world's amazement. And our banner of Christianity yet waves because of the commitment of so many. Americans have always taken up the flag and died, holding it only to be replaced by another group willing to die for it. I didn't have the opportunity to go and fight for my nation in the Vietnam War, but I had a lot of friends who died in that war. Maybe several of you today are here because God preserved your life. And you ought to ever be so thankful for that God and for that flag. I have been with so many families through the years who lost their sons and grandsons in battle. They stepped on a landmine and they were taken very quickly. But I'll never forget being at the memorial service. And the banner, the flag of the United States of America, was given to the widow and to the parents. Because that flag represents something. It represents the love of a nation. It represents the freedom that we have in America. And we are so thankful. In every generation, the church has proudly waved, stood for, and died for her, the glorious banner and the crucified and risen Christ. You know what? Why is it that when you look at all the other nations of the world, the other Islamic nations of the world, that are going downhill fast and they are losers? But we serve a God who upholds his people. And he said in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, repent of their sins and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And that's what God has done for us. And so may God help us as a nation and as a people to always be loyal, faithfully committed unto him. That's what he asked. Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. And so I ask you this morning, would you lift him up in your life by your obedience unto him? What would your response be to that question? Would you entertain the question this morning in your mind? Would it be yes? No? Maybe? There are no maybes going to heaven. You're either on the side of Jesus or you're on the side of the demonic spirits of the world. And Jesus said, "He that would come to me, I will in no wise cast out." And he said, "All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." We wear the banner because we have been immersed in the blood of Christ. And Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We have to draw near unto God, and he will draw near unto us. He said in James 4:8, "To cleanse your hands, you sinners, and make your hearts pure, you who are half-hearted toward God." That's why I said no maybes go to heaven. No maybes. But only those who can say yes to our Lord. And Jesus said in John 8, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He calls upon us to walk under his banner. And may God help us to lead our children to Jesus and to help place them under the banner of the cross. And may we ever teach them to remember the great American heritage and our spiritual freedom in Christ our Lord. And I can tell you this morning, I am proud to be an American. And I'm proud to be a Christian. Even more proud to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. John 8:36. Let Jesus break the chains of darkness and set you free this morning. Healed by the blood of none other but Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And the blood of Jesus is shed for me way back at Calvary. But it's still just as efficacious today as it ever has been. God gives us the power to wear his banner. John 1:12. "To them that receive him gave he the power to become the sons of God." And that, my friend, is where we reach the blood of Christ, is in the act of New Testament baptism. And that's why the Bible says that we must be baptized in order to be saved. But that's where we reach his blood, in that one act. And there may be those this morning who are lost, who are separated from God and want to come to Christ. This morning would be a good time to make that decision, to put on the banner of Christianity and start trying to live as God would have you live while we stand and while we sing.